True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As we get back into the swing of things, and speaking of the swing of things, didn't even need a swing and a miss. As I was just talking about before the break, Carlos Mendoza having to manage the rest of the way with this bullpen, picking and choosing, mixing and matching and hoping for the best. Ryan Stanek comes in and on his second pitch throws a wild pitch that ends up tying the game. 6-6 here. New ball game in Comerica Park. The Mets offense got to Charlie Morton, who was acquired at the deadline. As we talk about the Mets not acquiring starting pitching, like, would you have wanted Charlie Morton? I wouldn't. But Charlie Morton's out of the game. The Tigers are on their second reliever out of the pen. And so are the Mets. So now it's a bullpen game the rest of the way. 12 runs being scored, 6 on each side. And now it's A.J. Hinch versus Carlos Mendoza. In the first game of this series in Detroit, just trying to figure out, hey, who can I go to in my bullpen to not give it up? I'm saying I'd be done with Sean Manaea today. I don't need to see anything else. It's September now. We don't have a lot of time. Every time you go out there, we're not confident. Every time you go out there, you're not competitive. We've given you so many opportunities to perform better. You would think the new guys coming in, the young guys coming in, like McLean, like Tong, would make these older guys tighten up, like Senga, even Peterson, who had a clunker the other day. Like, now it's time. When you're playing against better competition, the Mets, their bats have shown up. Juan Soto hit a grand slam today. All right, Cedric Mullins, who I said wasn't worth anything, at least he laid down a bunt that led to you scoring. There's no more time to mess around with the pitching. David Stearns, I see the plan. I see the vision. I see the energy that the young guys have brought. I know Sproat is still waiting in the wings, and Tyler McGill is one start away. I would not throw away games with Sean Manaea and Kodai Senga. I'm skipping Kodai Senga's next turn, and Manaea I'm putting on the IL. Here comes Sproat. Here comes Tyler McGill. They can't be much worse. Joe is in Liberty, New York on the Fan next. Hello, Joe.
What's up, Keith? How are you?
Good. Hanging out. Happy to be here.
Yeah, man, Sean Manaea is driving me nuts. I see something that I think is the issue. I don't know why the Mets can't see it and why he can't fix it. It's pretty simple. He's throwing his fastball too much. He threw his fastball 75% of the time today. Out of 84 pitches, he threw his fastball 61 times. He only throws two pitches, fastball, sweeper.
Yeah.
Now he's just getting rid of the sweeper. Now he's only throwing his fastball. He throws 92 to 94. He's driving me nuts. He used to have a sinker. He doesn't throw a sinker anymore. He throws a fastball and a sweeper. You can't throw one pitch 75% of the time against a good team.
Not against the Tigers, not against any major league team. All these major league hitters can hit a 93-mile-an-hour fastball in the zone. Like,
right. And that's why if you think about it, he usually, not this start, usually the first, second, and third inning, he mows them down, 6-7 strikeouts, and then they catch up to him. Because they're sitting on the fastball, he's only throwing two pitches. Why don't the Mets tell him something? Why?
Where's the pitching lab? Where's Jeremy Hefner right now to say, hey, dude, no, I think they got to shut him down. I don't think he has anything. So he's trying not to walk, guys. He's throwing the fastball in the zone to get it over to throw strikes, and they're hitting it. They're putting it into play. So
they're sitting on it. It's a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 75% of that is crazy for a starter to throw one pitch 75% of the time. And it's not even a plus.
Yeah, no, it's not. Sorry,
I'm watching the Mets game. It's not even a plus pitch.
So I would move on from it. I would stop trying to force a round peg into a square hole here, and I'd say, hey, we've seen enough.
I don't know why Sprout's not coming up. Get him up. Like you just said, can't be no worse than these guys. I mean, they're killing us. Soto's finally carrying us. We have 6 runs, and it's 6-6. This team is just beyond frustrating.
Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. Yeah, Jamai Jones was a guy that we joked about last year, Yankee fans, right? Remember Jamai Jones leading off against the Mets in the Subway Series? We're like, we got Jamai Jones leading off and J.D. Davis batting cleanup? Tell me you're not serious. Jamai Jones, first pitch swinging, middle. Manaea today throws his fastball, his first pitch, probably like 91.7-mile-an-hour fastball, middle. Jamai Jones hits it out of the park. You know, there comes a point in time, too, where sometimes, like, these guys, when they don't have it, like, they're going to take the ball. He's a competitor. He's a Major League Baseball player. He just signed a big deal. Like, you know, he wants to be a part of this. He wants to be the pitcher that he was at points in time last year. Sometimes you got to save these guys from themselves. Sometimes you got to shut them down and not give them the option. I think that's where we're heading. I think we're already there with Kodai Senga. I think that's where we're heading with Sean Manaea next. They don't have games to waste. And, like, they showed up today to compete against Charlie Morton and the Detroit Tigers, scoring 6 runs off Charlie Morton in the first 3 innings. That should be enough to get you through. Now you got to sweat it out the rest of the way here. And don't lose now. Then that's another losing streak. That's putting you behind the 8-ball in this series. I don't know. 888-808-1019. We were talking about Volpe a little bit. We were talking about Devin Williams a little bit. And I'm trying to go back. There's so many games. I think it was the 5-3 game that the Yankees won in extras. And I had said earlier, look at the Yankees, you know, winning back-to-back games or winning back-to-back road games in extras. Like, they were an automatic loss. But it was that game that Devin Williams got the blown save. And that's where I said I just don't trust him. I just, like, even in, you know, you're the first guy out of the bullpen here. Cam Schlittler on the mound gives up nada. 4 hits, 1 run, strikes out 8. And that kid has been amazing. Like, we are now, it's crazy to think that we are, what, 10 starts in on Cam Schlittler's career, and we're now talking about him starting in the postseason and feeling good about it, feeling confident about him over anybody else in the rotation, honestly. Like, yeah, whatever, that guy's got the stuff. He should be good come October. Run it. Send him out there. But Devin Williams, they're going to send out there in the postseason, and I know he's been better. I even clipped it. Let me go back to my notes. Prior to that appearance with the White Sox, Devin Williams, this is from On Jazz on Twitter. He says, Devin Williams is on a crazy run in his last 8 appearances. 7 1/3 innings pitched, 18 Ks, only 2 hits allowed. And so as Mario out in Long Beach was saying, I think Devin Williams is back. Yeah, he's back, but he's still Devin Williams. Like, he's back, but there's still going to be this thing. Like, same way you guys look at Volpe as the whipping boy for a while. Devin Williams was the whipping boy. He could do no right. But the Yankees are not going to quit on him, just like they're not going to quit on Volpe. The Yankees traded for him. The Yankees wanted him to be the closer. He's not the closer. They still wanted him to be high leverage. It's so eerily similar to Clay Holmes. They let Clay Holmes blow like 13 saves, but then they didn't give up on him. And then in the postseason, they actually used him effectively as a weapon in high leverage situations. I feel like they're going to do that with Devin Williams, except it's not going to go great for us. They're going to do that with Devin Williams, and we're going to be like, do we have to pitch Devin Williams there? Do we have to do that? 888-808-1019. Christian is in Mahopac.
What's up, Christian? It's a tough one. What's up, Keith? At least nice game through to you. Happy Labor Day, man.
Happy Labor Day. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, don't you know you're supposed to be off today, man?
I took off, honestly, and then I got to the point where, like, I love my wife, I love my son, but, like, it's, you know, you get to a point where there's only so much of the crying and the, like, the, you know, the daddy duty. It's like, I'm getting a break from that. Like, I'm getting back on the bike here. Yeah, trying to see if I still know how to do this thing.
I get it. My son's going to be 3 soon, so I feel you. But, I called about, man, I really think that we should start a petition for the Yankee fans to all get together and start cheering on our boy Anthony Volpe. If the Phillies could do it for Trey Turner, a hired gun, a mercenary, a guy that they signed, and then, you know, when he was having that really tough start to his career there in Philly, they took out that billboard and cheered him on, why can't we do that here in New York?
No,
that's our guy. That's our homegrown boy. That's our Jersey boy. And it's not like he's not out there trying.
No, he is trying, and he wants to win and contribute and compete as much as anyone else. I'm with it. I'm always there rooting him on. It honestly hurts to see how many people are there to root against. I'm like, this isn't going to help. I don't understand the motive.
No. I think we do need to give the kid some credit. Like, someone called up and said his batting average in the postseason, .286. He had that big grand slam. He is a Gold Glove winner. And I think the most important thing, I know you've played sports, the best ability is availability.
Sure.
The kid plays every single day. We know we can pencil him in at short. And, yeah, a lot of those errors have been on throws. You can argue, should he have been hitting them in the chest? For sure, you know, absolutely. But I asked my friend ChatGPT, and they said at least 3 or 4 of those throws were considered pickable, right? So we got to help him out a little bit. And, again, I think we should just cheer our boy on.
No, you're right. Thanks for the call, Christian. And I believe that whole thing started in Philly through WIP, our sister station down there. And then obviously there was the billboard, and then the fans have to physically do it. But I think that was a radio thing. I think, you know, how are you going to spread the message to the fan base outside of, you know, Twitter or social media? I think it started on the radio. I think on the radio they suggested, hey, we picked this guy up. Now it was a way different situation. It was Trey Turner's first year with the Phillies. He signed over $300 million in a contract. That's another thing with Volpe. You guys act like the guy is making Juan Soto money. Like, he's making nothing. I think I looked it up on my friend ChatGPT, and I'm like, what Volpe makes a year is what Soto makes in a 4-game set against the Marlins. So I think Lindor just got hit by pitch right here. Hopefully not in the foot that he had, the pinky toe. Is that the...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Foot that he had, I mean, that was in his big toe. Either way, brand new game here. Great game here between a first-place team in the American League Central and the second-place team in the National League East. Now we're in the bullpen, and the Mets have two on, one out, top of the six. And here comes Juan Soto. As I'm speaking to the generational Juan Soto, like, yeah, I understand fans booing Juan Soto in the beginning of the year. I really don't, because it's Juan Soto.
It's like, wonderful.
I knew you were expecting the return on investment right away. The thing about Juan Soto is, like, you know, I've referred to him as a robot, as a baseball-hitting cyborg that is unaffected by things. But he showed us he was human. He showed us he was human. It took him a little while to adjust. He heard the boos. He definitely heard the boos his first time back to Yankee Stadium. And it took him a minute, but Juan Soto looks like the Juan Soto that was advertised now to me as he steps into the batter's box against this pitcher, Summers, who's struggling a bit here, with another opportunity to be clutch Soto, high leverage Soto. Let's see what he does. Ben is in Brooklyn on the fan next. What's up, Ben?
Yo, Keith, I usually catch you under the moonlight, but hearing you in the daylight hours feels like the fan brought in the closer in the third inning.
Hey, we'll count it. Good to be on during the daytime with the sunlight. And then Juan Soto just tripled. That's a bases-clearing triple.
Wonderful.
Huge. So anyway, you remember when I called in a few months ago on the regular late-night slot? We were talking Soto, and you said he was like a dude who already got the girl, signed the biggest deal in history, and we were just wondering what still motivates him. And I swear he must have tuned in that night, because the very next day he launched two bombs. My man went from coasting in sweatpants to flowers and champagne date night real quick. And now today, the grand slam, the triple.
He's carrying.
The clutch.
Like.
He's not just dating the girl anymore.
He's putting the franchise on his back as of now. Like,
yeah. This is the Soto we need in October. And honestly, this is the Keith we need in every slot. I know Loogie calls himself the generational talent, but you actually are that. You hold it down no matter the hour. You do it without bias. Yeah, you want the Yankees to win, but you want New York to win.
Loogie!
Thanks for the call, Ben. And shout out to Loogie as we're filling in for Positive Tommy and Sean Morash and Evan and Tiki today.
I won't lead us.
What are you talking about? You're the future of the station.
No one will lead us.
Nobody's had a better run than Tommy. I was talking to somebody off air about it. And, like, you know how Tommy wore the start dart? like, he's become such a, like, in a good way. Like, I can't do it because that's not my style. That's not my shtick. That's not my angle. But, like, from the, you know, him calling the Nixon six against the Celtics, no one in America had that. Literally, no one had that. Go back to Positive Tommy when Positive Tommy was born, and then the Mets went on that run that they went on last year. It sounds ridiculous until it actually happens. And then even this year, I don't know. They're going to end up. We're going to talk about how Jackson Dart, how as soon as that ball kicks off week one, we're on the countdown until Jackson Dart is a starter. Everybody's going to be talking about that. But no, Tommy is he's a character, man. He's on a great run of things that stand out. And, you know, we all are different and have our different approaches. I just try and be myself. And, you know, talking about Juan Soto, there was a period of time where I think BT even said, BT is like, I don't think he cares if they win or lose. We go off of body language, and sometimes we read too deep into things. I think Juan Soto is a competitor who wants to win. And I think even above winning, because he can't control every pitch, every out, he is a guy that, like he knew when he had the most two-homer games for a guy 26 years old. There was a stat that came out. Let's see. I had a clip. Anthony DeComo writes, Juan Soto just tied Mickey Mantle and Jimmy Fox for the most games with at least one home run and one walk before turning 27. Juan Soto knows that type of stuff. He knows that at his age, the level that he's at with stats and numbers, like he could go down literally. It's like not the greatest of all time, but there will be an argument for him if he continues at this pace. Yeah. That is what motivates him. That is what I think he plays for every single day. And when he's on like he's on now, that can carry a team.
Yeah, I think if he retired tomorrow, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's how good he is. And for all the Mets fans and all the Yankee fans who wanted to troll and tweak and needle, and that's totally fine. That's part of it. Look at him now.
No,
look at Juan Soto now, and nobody would give a crap what happens in April, May, or June if this guy performs in September and October when it actually matters to this franchise. He will be worth every single penny. And I personally, listen, he might not look like he wants to win, and that's fine because I want the Mets to win way more than he does. Just like you want the Yankees to win way more than Aaron Judge.
And Nimmo drives him in.
Right. So we got 9-6 Mets. Now. But fans always want to win more than athletes. That will always, always, always be true. That being said, he knows that he has to perform for that big of a contract that he got.
But he's human, and that's what I'll say, too. As much as we think he has no emotion, as much as we've watched him, and, oh, he's not celebrating when Lindor homers or when Alonso's homer, he's a human being. And, like, it definitely took a lot. I mean, I bet. Last night, I don't know if you caught any of the Francisco Lindor special that was on MLB Network, but it was great. It showed him from being young, playing at 12, and then, like, going to Monteverde Academy in Florida to chase the dream, and, like, him coming up, you kind of forget, like, you know, him getting drafted and coming up, what it took for him to become what he is now. But there was a part where they flash back to his first year in New York. He looked like a completely different dude. Different hair, different accessories, different body language. And he said, yeah, it ate him up that first year in New York. And even though this is Juan Soto's second year in New York because he was with the Yankees last year, it's still a first year with the New York Mets. And I don't think any of us have given him the grace that we have given to others like a Lindor or even a Beltran. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard as hell to do anything at a high level with this much scrutiny and this much attention in this town. And now it's been months. It's September now.
All
that is in the past.
Yeah, I go back to what Jerry Seinfeld told my great friend Steve Summers on the Me Here, You There podcast, which is last year Juan Soto was on a bachelor party. This year he's married.
Sure.
And sometimes, and that's a funny comedic way to look at it.
No, but it's a good analogy.
It's a good analogy, and only from the mind of Jerry Seinfeld. Because legit, last year, he's playing for his contract. He's
and you know when it's going to end.
Yep, and you know.
It's temporary.
And he's all good with being like, yep, I'm up for sale, 30 teams, whatever it is. This year, when he makes $800 million over 15 years, he's like, okay, now I have to like lock in, and he's on
this
a new team.
This is forever.
He's not going anywhere.
They've already booed me 20 times, but I'm trying.
He can opt out in 5 years or whatever the rule, whatever the contract is. Again, I forget. But he knew what was coming down the line. He knew it would take a little bit for him to get settled in, to not do the Soto shuffle every single night. That's fine. Nobody cares about that. And look at the guy now, heating up at just the right time when it's money time. This is money time. Now listen, Manaea is still a loser, and they still might lose this game because Manaea is a loser.
And Soto can't pitch.
And Soto can't pitch. But all that being said, this is money time for Juan Soto.
And so, like, we're in September now. Juan Soto's not going to magically cool off or cool down as we get to the last month of the season. So going back to what I opened with, I would be done with the Sean Manaea outings. I would be done with the Kodai Senga outings. Or I would try to put them in spots where they're not going to hurt you so much. Like, this team needs to win. This team needs to round into form. This team needs to take advantage of Juan Soto's prowess, his clutch being unlocked. Like, what was it, Saturday? You can't lose that game, but you were already down, you know, giving up 8 runs. Like, if Juan Soto's going to put the team on his back now, that has to turn into wins, because that's getting the return on investment for paying him more than Shohei Ohtani, even though he doesn't pitch. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here. Labor Day. You know, ChatGPT, when you say ChatGPT, what's the significance of Labor Day? They do have some sports in there, right? The cultural significance, it's a celebration of workers across all industries, marks the unofficial end of summer in the U.S. It's associated with parades, barbecues, picnics, community events. And in sports, it signals milestones like the home stretch of the MLB season and the kickoff of the NFL season. So I thought today, I'm like, you know, we did the check-in on our teams at Memorial Day weekend. I think that's the first, like, checkpoint for baseball fans. Like, all right, you know, check in with me at Memorial Day weekend. When we get to Memorial Day, let me know how you feel. And I think we both felt really good about the Yankees and Mets back during that time. First place teams, they got out of the gate. But I feel like right now you can't feel so bad about either team. I know the Met fan coming off of losing 3 out of 4 in your building to the Marlins is not what you want. It's not what you signed up for. You know, 40,000 plus going to the ballpark to see that, it's disappointing, but don't quit. It's disappointing, but it doesn't mean that you're out of the division. You're not. Mathematically, you'll know when you're out. And you're pretty much locked in for the postseason. You're pretty much locked in. So there's an article in The Athletic today that basically has the postseason teams and their chances. I'll read the Mets and then the Yankees, and then we'll go back to my Yankee call. So it says the New York Mets record 73-64, and right now they have a 9-6 lead in the top of the seventh in this first game against Detroit. I think they could find a way. I don't want to jinx it. I don't know. But their playoff odds, they're a 93.1% chance to get into the dance. They're in. Now, strength of schedule is at almost 500, .499. And right here they show you, hey, you know, against the Tigers on the road, they're actually favored to win. They have a 577% chance to win. And if they win this game, that goes up. The Reds is actually split at 500, but they're expected to beat the Phillies on the road. And that winning percentage is at 581. And then they're also expected to beat the Rangers when they come home. So it says key series are September 5th and 7th at the Reds. Like, you can put the Reds to bed. Sweep the Reds at Great American Ballpark, as that ball, that just is all too familiar. Gleyber Torres going to his right. I don't know if he loses it. I don't know what it is. He just completely misses it. That ball skips over his glove. And here comes the Mets. Does that get ruled a hit? That's definitely an error by Gleyber Torres. Yeah, fielding error by Gleyber Torres. Jeff McNeil with the knock. And then they put Luis Angel Acuna into the game. He's back with the Mets. And now you got speed on the bags with no outs, as the Mets are looking to go up 10-6 here and ensure that they get this first victory against the Tigers. 888-808-1019. So the last little blurb here says, the Mets appeared to have found their footing last week, sweeping the Phillies, but losing 3 out of 4 to the Marlins over the weekend was an awful way to set up for this next stretch, a 10-game trip to Detroit, Cincinnati, and Philadelphia. The Mets currently hold a 4-game lead over the Reds for the third NL wildcard spot. The Reds won their only other meeting this season, taking 2 of 3 in July. The Mets hope to handle business this time, then round out the road swing with another strong showing against the Phillies. You don't fear the Phillies. You don't fear the Phillies, so fret not. I feel like the Mets play up to their competition, and they're doing so again today, even overcoming Sean Manaea's struggles again, even overcoming the bullpen again. Juan Soto is unlocked. You have clutch Juan Soto. Don't waste it. When Juan Soto is putting the team on his back, those have to turn into wins. Lou is in Astoria on the fan. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How's your holiday?
I had the story. You had a good time with your son at City Field. That's good.
Yeah, there's no feeling like, you know, breaking that fourth wall down for your son to watch somebody on YouTube and then get to meet them in real life and see how he reacts. It was great. Shout out to the Mets.
But you're going to take him when he's a little older so he can never be like Papa, like us, a Yankee fan, okay?
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying he's still young right now, but I'm saying no, don't take him when he's more than 5 because then we lose him.
No, I don't know. We'll see. If he wants to go see the Met game, I'll take him to go see the Met game. He was confused yesterday. He was seeing, you know, pictures of players. He's saying, Yankee game. I'm like, no, this is where the Mets play. He's like, Mets play?
I'm just kidding. I know that you BT started to say, oh, he's not 26. But you know what? When I called him that I was mad because he was leaving because I had that video when he said he was going to the Mets way before he started with the Yankees. No, BT, everybody was saying, what do you mean? He is 26. Well, now he came on one afternoon and said that he's a lot older than 26. He didn't say he might be. He says he is. That's wrong for him to say that. Now, another thing about Soto, I always actually didn't like him because I know he was leaving. But I miss him as a Yankee fan because you know what? Last year, okay, this is our problem. There's too many games that our Yankee smugglers, they go 6 and 7 innings with 1 and 2 hits. When Soto was with us, that never happened, okay? That's one thing, okay? And let me go to the Yankees real quick. With Volpe, I have no idea why people keep defending him. I mean, I wish he would have made it. But it's about time that something gets done about it. My problem is that why does he get the benefit of the doubt, and then you got the Marshall, and you put him out of position. He's hitting better than him. He's quick. He has good eye at the plate. He walks a lot, and he doesn't get the same benefit as Volpe. And Duhar right now is batting 300 with Cincinnati. Okay, they did the same thing to him. I mean, you got to stop. You got to sooner or later. You got to.
Thanks for the call, Lou. Yeah, I mean, I guess working backwards. With Dominguez, it's simple. He's on a team where the whole outfield has 25 homers plus. Like, he's on a team where two guys are playing for their, you know, contracts in Cody Bellinger and Trent Grisham, and they're balling. He's on a team that also added guys like Austin Slater, Caballero, Amed Rosario, guys that can play the outfield. Let's not take up for Dominguez. He has a 1-minute reel of errors, mistakes, not reading the ball, not catching the ball in left field, on top of running into outs. At least 3 times I can recall him either sliding into an out, 2 at least, and then him getting him not knowing the count when Trent Grisham was batting and him getting thrown out in Boston. He's a whole kid. This is his whole like first rookie year. This isn't Volpe's rookie year. But also, you know, similar type of thing. Volpe, they planned on being the shortstop with no backup shortstop. There were no other options. There are plenty of other options in the outfield. Even with Judge hurt, they'll put Stanton in right field. They'll put Belly in left field over the liability that Dominguez is. They didn't trade him for 5 years. Like, he's going to get an opportunity at some point, and we'll see. We'll definitely see this offseason based on what they offer Cody Bellinger. If they even try to offer Trent Grisham, because he's going to get the bag. Somebody's going to throw some money at him. He's going back to Texas. Don't be surprised when he's with the Houston Astros. Dun, dun, dun. Like, the thing is with Volpe, they said you're the shortstop, man. And I bet right now they feel kind of way about it. Like they were wrong in some regards. And maybe they shouldn't have done it this way because they let him win the job out of spring training in 2023 and no looking back. You're the guy. We believe in you. We believe in your skill set. We believe in. And there was no other option. Now there is another option in Caballero. And that's why I'm interested to see how much run Volpe gets against these good teams coming up in this next stretch of 12 games. 888-808-1019. Does he start every game? Does he get benched if he's committing errors? Does he get sat down or does he get a pinch hit for if he's 0-2, 0-3, struggling? Let's see. Let's see if they have some urgency in that regard. Let's see if they have some type of, like nobody is bigger than the team. I feel like there's too many times that there are guys that like they put their feelings ahead of the team. That grinds my gears. Because to me, I like that doesn't make any sense. To put Devin Williams' feelings ahead of the team is crazy. To put Anthony Volpe's feelings ahead of the team is crazy. Let's see what they do when they're facing the Astros, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, and the Red Sox. But I have a sneaky suspicion that, like, Volpe's going to contribute. Volpe's going to be fine. Volpe's going to have his moments. He just had to go through being benched, being sat down, and then getting to play against the White Sox, and he had some moments. So it's just, like I say, it's a perplexing Pegasus we're riding here with this Anthony Volpe situation. They're not going to quit on him. Fans have quit on him. He's going to play, and we just got to hope for the best. Perplexing Pegasus we're riding. Yeah, that's a perplexing Pegasus. I forget where I got that term from. I forget who. Somebody in hip-hop said that. Maybe it was Ray Shremmer. Juan Soto. I don't care about Juan Soto's age. In the record books, he's 26. So all of the stuff that I was just talking about with Jimmy Fox and Mickey Mantle, right? The generational Juan Soto is based off of his age. He's 26. He's 26 as far as I know. And you guys got to let go of some of that stuff. Who cares? It's over with. That's in the past. Good for Juan Soto coming along. Good for Juan Soto putting the team on his back. I'm not comparing Juan Soto, his situation with Andujar or Dominguez, whatever. I know what you're getting at with that. I guess. And when you go back to what Lou said about, I don't miss Juan Soto. There hasn't been one at-bat where I was like, oh, man, I wish Juan Soto was coming up for the Yankees. I don't think about Juan Soto. He's not on the team. And I think I told y'all, the longer he's not on the team, the more last year evaporates. What was last year? They made it to the World Series. They lost. Forget about it. We're in this season. We're in this season. And even though I don't believe in him, and I also don't believe in the Mets, what do I know? They have enough hitters and pitchers to get back to where they were last year, and maybe baseball is crazy and unpredictable enough where they win it. Maybe this is the year because it wouldn't make any sense. I did just see Ryan Yarbrough is reinstated as I talk about the Yankees having enough pitching, enough hitting, like Fernando Cruz coming back. I did mention Austin Slater too. Austin Slater, he's rehabbing with Scranton. Here it is. About an hour ago, the Yankees have made the following roster moves. Recalled J.C. Ascara, returned Ryan Yarbrough from his rehab assignment and reinstated him from the 15-day injured list. I assume Yarby is going to get a start here. I think they were stretching him out. Or maybe they want him to be the long man and they're going to get rid of Paul Blackburn. I'd be all for that. That'd be fine. But it's a good guy to have. A veteran, a left-handed pitcher, a crafty guy that, you know, I think the Blue Jays got rid of and the Yankees picked up this year. So let's see. This is what I'm talking about with teams rounding into form, with teams evolving. It is a long road. We forget as fans, and I hear this a lot on The Fan, about how we want to treat it like football. We want to treat every single, the Mets lose. It's like it's week 14. It's one game. You got to look at the bigger picture. You got to keep going. And it's about, okay, what does this Mets team turn into? What does this Yankee team turn into as Ryan Helsley is on the mound away from Citi Field, so no Hell's Bells.
Lead off double already, he gave up.
I saw. But then the second pitch.
He's another loser.
No, and again, no. He's had a, I mean, I know. I said he gives me Devin Williams vibes. He's had a rough go at it, but he the what just
a
like,
rough go. He can't get it out.
Okay, even but what if he does here? And what if he has some big outs in the postseason for you? This is it for Ryan Helsley.
Right.
He's a rental for this year. So you guys need to put a petition together to support him at Citi Field. You need that guy to get big outs. They're still going to use him in high leverage.
I am a believer of these guys don't give a crap what the fans say.
Nah, they do, though.
I don't think.
I know
really
they're rich.
Think if they get, you really think if Helsley gets a standing ovation that he's going to throw the ball better?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
He got booed. They've all gotten booed. But, like, I feel like you need this guy. He's got the type of stuff that in the postseason, like, that Hell's Bells entrance can be electric and effective, and you got to get him right now.
You know,
this is a get-right outing for him right now. You're up 4 runs. It's the 7th inning.
It's low leverage to an extent.
It is low leverage.
And you know who it's similar to? Doval for the Yankees.
Sure.
Who hasn't been totally locked in. He's had some really, like, up-and-down roller coaster outings.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Yankees are going to succeed and go far, you know you need that guy to be a part of the bullpen, right? So it's very similar with the Doval and Helsley comparisons.
Oh, no. Well, he's about to give up a run here if they're sending that runner they are.
Because he's a loser. And again, that's totally
you're proving
fine.
Right.
You're allowed. Listen, these guys are allowed to be losers, totally fine. Nah. But right now, he has zero confidence.
The day that they traded for Rodgers and then Helsley, I was in a couple Mets spaces. You would like they won the trade deadline. That was the day before the deadline.
Yeah,
it was like,
oh, it was
Stearns owned the day.
He did.
It was a great move. Phillies got Joanne Duran in between, and then they one upped them with the Helsley move. And it's like, look at the Mets super pen: Soto, Rodgers, Helsley, and we still got the next day.
Helsley already getting taken out of the game. Get him out.
But see, okay, so I tip my cap to Carlos Mendoza, who says, no, I'm going to manage this the whole rest of the way.
You know what this is like? He's managing this like this is a playoff game.
Yeah.
And like he's like, all right,
now,
if you can't get 3 outs, if you're giving up hard hits,
4 runs goes to 3 runs.
Get out.
You're done.
You're done.
You're done here, and I will get the last 7 outs whoever else I have.
As a cool could say, hit the shower, losers. Hit the bricks.
Yeah, but I don't know. You can't give up on Ryan Helsley, man. He throws 100.
I'm not saying I'm giving up on him.
But you're going to need him.
I don't want to give up on him. Right now, he is a loser. Right now, he is.
As a Met.
In 3 weeks, maybe he's a winner. Right now, zero confidence in this guy as a pitcher. Zero confidence, and the Mets fans cheering him when he comes back will have no bearing on this. Right now, he has zero confidence.
What's up with Hefner's laboratory? This guy throws gas. Get him right. Get him right. He just even just like he doesn't look confident at all.
No, of course not. Why would you be?
He has nothing to be confident about in that Met uniform. He's been bad. He gives up a run every time out. There it is again. You can bank on it.
Like we can like laugh about
but
me
see,
calling
I don't know.
Mania and how
but it's
losers,
one thing to get rid of Mania as a starter. I would even consider moving him to the bullpen as a long man, as I'm not sure I know Waddell did that yesterday, whatever. Like Helsley though, you gave up what you gave up to get this guy to make him a tandem with, like, he was a closer. You make him a setup guy for Edwin Diaz. You got to get
Rodgers.
Him to.
Yep.
Yeah, with Rodgers, you got to get him to the point where he's striking guys out.
Oh, he's another one. He's not going to go. They're going to try to get him and work him through this. And they're going to hope. And again, they're going to play the numbers game that they are 95%. To make the postseason anyway, and as long as they get in like they did last year, you never know what could happen if you get hot at the right time. So I think they're thinking, we're 95% to get in. Keep throwing him out there. We'll let him work through it. But, as just proven today, Mendoza lets him give up, you know, 2 hits and that's it. And he takes him out of the game because he's managing this.
Can't
like
do
it's
it
a playoff
anymore.
Game.
Yeah, can't let him go out there and potentially make this a 2-run game.
And by the way, he threw 5 pitches.
I know.
He threw 5 pitches.
I'm looking at MLB.com right now. People are saying he's tipping his pitches, but it's like, it's not that he's tipping his pitches. He throws a fastball, and he throws a slider.
Maybe it's tipping his pitches. Maybe it's because he's a loser, and he cannot pitch well right now.
Nah, you got to get him right, though. I agree with that,
but right now he's a loser.
That fastball is just like, they all can gear up for a 100-mile-an-hour fastball that's coming in flat with no movement in the middle of the zone. Well, here comes Brooks Raley to save the day. 888-808-1019. Gary in Waterbury on the Fan. G-Makes, what up?
Yo, I smash Keith after your beef. No relief, I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
Boom, boom. Yo, the fact that the Yanks are not playing today, it complete disgrace.
It's not even an oversight. It's they don't care. They're not like they could easily make it a thing, right? It's I guess it is a miss by Major League Baseball. The New York Yankees, right? The Yankees of America, of the American League. They should be playing on every summer holiday.
Come on. Whatever. It is what it is. And, yo, did you hear that they're going to put Stan in left in Houston? They might put Stan in left.
Mm.
And they better not get him hurt. They better not get him hurt. He's the best thing we got going right now.
I had just closed out tabs this morning from my last show where I was going over the dimensions of the Crawford boxes in Houston and then even the Green Monster in Fenway. And saying, why can't, if we're going to do this, right? Like, you're not going to put Stanton in right field on the road. Stanton only plays the short porch at Yankee Stadium. You need his bat in the lineup as well as Judge. I was saying, put Judge's ass in right field in Chicago. They're not ready for that yet. Okay, so if you're still not ready to push Judge, and Judge has come alive as a DH here, he's homering again, he's looking like Judge, then I need Stanton to play the shortest part of the outfield. Specifically, when you go on the road here to Houston, and when you go on the road to Boston, I think he can manage. I think he can handle that.
Yeah, I know, but play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Well, what's stupid about it? They already put him out in the outfield. And he's
cute. I know, but we can't get too cute. We can't max him out. You know,
it's just the other side of the field.
No, I know. As long as we don't max him out, I'm just a little worried. And,
nah, there's no maxing out, bro. There's only 2 months left of the season. Go. He missed the whole first half.
No, I understand, but he's fragile. And are you going into the NFL season without a team? Are you entering without a team, or are you going to choose one?
Well, when I get into the Micah Parsons conversation, Gary, thanks for the call. We will go over my NFL fandom. I've been a free agent if you've been paying attention. But how Jerry Jones connected the dots to make me say, oh, Jerry Jones, you done did it now. I'm never coming back. It was the Packers. That was a common denominator. But, yeah, I said we're going to do that once we get into the 4 o'clock hour. I guess I'm teasing it now. In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about Archie Manning. In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about how that Texas-Ohio State game was a dud. And I loved it because that's football, Susan. Hi, Susan, if you're listening out there in Houston.
How about them Cowboys?
Ew, what a joke. I still haven't watched that Netflix series on the Dallas Cowboys. I'm done. My mom might be listening. Mom, I did some cleaning this weekend. I packed up all my Dallas Cowboys gear. You can have it.
The Netflix Cowboys series is fantastic.
That's really all I've heard. Good, dude. From really, friends really of mine good. That are Cowboys fans, you got to watch it, dude. I said, no, I'm unsubscribing from all things Jerry Jones.
It is excellent, like stuff, like all the old clips they got of it.
No,
it's really
thanks.
Good.
I also didn't watch any of that Red Sox stuff on Netflix. I heard that was really good. I think I hate the Dallas Cowboys as much as I hate the Red Sox now.
You are just beaten down, even though.
No, I'm out.
Michael was the last straw, obviously, but the fact that
bro.
He might need an epidural. I know Schefter tweeted out today an epidural. There's an L4, L5 situation, and I don't know if this is just like the pro-Jerry people trying to come out and defend it a little bit.
Of course. But did you see the Dallas Cowboys over the weekend? They posted like an RIP for a player that passed, and I just felt like it was in such bad taste. Yes, on August 30th, in very small font, it is with very heavy heart that we share the passing of Leroy Jordan. And this did almost a million views because people, their knee-jerk reaction is, oh, it's Jerry Jones. This is it. After the Micah trade, Jerry Jones passed away. And so people are like, you're rage baiters. Can't believe, like, how sad is this franchise? There was definitely thought put behind that. I'm not familiar with, like, you know.
They extended to Ron Bland, though. They gave him a lot of guaranteed
money. With Micah's money.
They gave him a lot of guaranteed money.
We're about to talk about it, dude. We're going to unpack this whole thing. I was talking about it on The Fan last week, and someone was like, Keith, how do you think this doesn't work out? Like, how do you think Micah doesn't stay a Cowboy? He's under contract, and Jerry Jones has all the money. I'm like, if Dan Orlovsky is on ESPN, and all these people are reporting that, like, they should, you know, like, the Bills should be on the phone right now, the Ravens.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Even should be on the phone right now. The relationship is fractured. If you were listening to my shows late last week, I brought up the name David Mulugeta, who is one of the best agents in the NFL, and is from Dallas. He grew up a Dallas Cowboys fan. Right, we're gonna unpack this whole thing. That is Micah's agent who orchestrated the trade and the contract. And basically, you know, we heard a report that, and this is how Jerry Jones, like, your old tricks don't work anymore. You try to use the media. You try to strong arm people. You try to impose your will because you got all the money and you think you have all the control and you don't. He tried to put out a statement saying that they sent an offer sheet to Micah's agent, and you know, Micah's agent told him to stick it where the sun don't shine. And Micah's agent, David Mook, he was like, "Well, why didn't say anything like that? I don't even talk like that, bro. What?" And fast forward. You know, I took that call that night. I said, if Micah Parsons is laying on a bench during a preseason game, he's done. I saw him walking into the stadium for that game. He's like eating chicken fingers. And Micah's a good kid. Micah's he's from Harrisonburg, Pennsylvania, and he spoke so much on like just being from humble beginnings, but also being a man of respect and just like simple things about how you treat people. Jerry Jones messed up. He messed with the wrong guy. And if you think it's like just me, there are a lot of people signing off, and you should. And I see people telling me in the comments and stuff. I think it was even Harvey and Dix Hill. Shout out to Harvey. He said, you know, you can't change your stripes. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I got no stripes on me from Jerry Jones and Dallas Cowboys. And I'll explain. Like, it is toxic. It is negative. And sports is supposed to be fun. We're supposed to enjoy this stuff, right? Now, it's one thing if you've inherited your team, as there are Jets fans who are trying to pull me over into the Jets fandom. And I'm like, I think I've seen too much to willingly jump into Jets fandom and bring my son. But I can go on for hours about why there's no point in me remaining a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The biggest indoor pickleball event is coming back October 10th and 11th, and it will sell out. Sign up for the fun or for the cash prizes. Go to 1010wins.com/pickleball for all the info. The pickleball tournament is presented by Nissan. At Nissan, we make cars that thrill. Experience the thrill for yourself today. Shop NissanUSA.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.